Well, in our first reading today from the book of Job, we have a true picture of misery. Job laments about the futility, the meaninglessness, and the pain of life. He says, "Lying in bed, I wonder, when will it be day? No sooner up than, when will evening come?" Job also goes on to speak about how our life is just a breath, passing swifter than a weaver's shuttle. Life is brief, pointless, and painful. The good news of the Lord. But you know, that in our gospel today, there are a lot of miserable people as well. People sick with various diseases, people possessed with demons, and what changes their lives is the presence of Jesus, the personal touch of Jesus, Jesus entering their lives just as he entered the room of Simon's feverish mother-in-law and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And of course, the presence of Jesus can lift us up out of our misery because he's the Son of God. And what could be better and more healthful and saving for us than for God's presence filling our lives? So how does that happen for us? Well, Jesus shows us in the gospel today. It says in the gospel today that in the morning, a great while before day, Jesus rose and went out to a lonely place, and there he prayed. And Jesus will explicitly tell us to do what his example shows us there in the Sermon on the Mount, when he says, "When you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father." Yes, the presence of Christ in our lives can lift us up out of our misery. If, like Simon's mother-in-law, we allow Jesus to enter the room of our life. And once we let Jesus into our miserable lives, he gives them purpose. As he did Simon's mother-in-law, he lifted her up out of her misery to serve others. And so time that we spend with Jesus, time that we spend listening to his word, will likewise give our lives meaning and direction. We see that in the gospel today. Jesus himself, after he spends his morning prayer time with the Father, he tells Simon and his other followers what he is going to do that day, what he will now do next. And the more we let Jesus take control of our lives, the more we spend time with him, the more we listen to his word, that will give us direction also, showing us how we are to serve others that day, how we are to preach good news to others by sharing their joys and sorrows, and by how to bring them to Jesus. Do you know all the miserable people in our gospel today were brought to Jesus by others? And maybe we can help others open the door of their lives to Jesus by simple things like just praying with them. When somebody is distraught, or even when somebody's joyful, how meaningful it is to somebody if we say, "Can I pray with you about that? Let us pray." Do you know there's on Theater and Theology, TNT, our movie discussion night, this month on Friday night, we viewed one of the more recent film versions of the life of Jesus. It is called Killing Jesus. And there's this awesome scene when Jesus first meets Simon, and he asks to go out in Simon's fishing boat with him. And they're out there on the Sea of Galilee, and Simon has thrown out his net, and nothing's happening. And Simon's kind of like leaning over the boat and, you know, just running his hand through the water, looking very disconsolate. And Jesus just looks at him and says, "Well, shall we pray?" And Jesus starts praying with Simon, and all of a sudden there's the miraculous catch of fish. You know? So maybe that's one way that we can help other people open the door to Jesus in their lives, is by praying with them. Now, that seems like something outrageous and impossible for you to do. Relax. Because when the more we let Jesus into our lives, into our daily lives, something like that seems less intimidating and becomes really something quite natural. And so the good news is that Jesus stands at our door knocking, waiting for us to let him into the room of our life so that he can lift us out of misery and meaninglessness, to send us out to bring meaning and him into the lives of other people in this world of misery and depression.